News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. The man who kidnapped three young Cleveland women and held them captive on his own for a decade has taken his life in his prison cell.
Ohio corrections officials say Ariel Castro was found hanging in his cell last night. Prison staff performed CPR before the 53-year-old was pronounced dead at a hospital. Castro held three young women captive for about a decade, subjecting them to rapes, beatings, and forced miscarriages. His house of horrors unraveled in May when one of the victims escaped and called for help. At sentencing, an emotional Michelle Knight told her tormentor,
"I spent 11 years in hell. Now your hell is just beginning."
Castro pled guilty to hundreds of charges to avoid the death penalty, instead receiving life in prison plus 1,000 years. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
Authorities now know whose remains were found near Antigo on August 22nd. The body identified as 77-year-old Leonard Perth from Antigo. The coroner's office had to examine skeletal remains and needed to use dental records for a positive ID. No foul play is suspected there. The man accused of raping and murdering a woman that lived in the same apartment building was in court yesterday. We get an update on that case from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
32-year-old Jose Luis Flores-Aca had his initial appearance in Portage County Court yesterday. He allegedly killed 36-year-old neighbor Jamie Cook August 7th. According to the complaint, Flores-Aca was inside Cook's apartment, where he allegedly punched and strangled her before assaulting her. He is accused of wrapping Cook's body in bedsheets and putting her in the back seat of her car, driving the victim's car to a Waupaca County farm field, and burning the car to destroy evidence. Flores-Aca then had friends give him a ride back to Plover. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Remember the story a month ago about a man whose dog was found duct-taped on his front lawn? Well, now he is the suspect in that incident. 45-year-old David Butler of Stratford made an initial court appearance. Butler told police that he let the dog into his yard on the evening of July 27th and someone stole the animal. Now he is facing charges of mistreating an animal and obstructing an officer. And if guilty, he could get 18 months in jail and $20,000 in fines. State officials have released their annual fall hunting forecast, and big game experts are expecting a good harvest for white-tailed deer. Specialist Kevin Wallenfang says a number of factors might lead to a slow opening weekend for the deer season that are not included in his forecast.
The rut is going to be over. We won't see as much of that buck activity like we normally might hope. And, you know, there is the Packer influence this year, too. The Packers play at noon on Sunday, and they play the Vikings. So that's going to pull people out of the woods.
We have a link to the full report at WSAU.com. State lawmakers are considering limiting public access to areas where mining activities are taking place. The bill is proposed by State Senator Tom Tiffany, and he says this is all the result of demonstrations against Gojibic taconite in the Northwoods.
As a result of the Earth First people's violent attack of the mining crew back in June. They came in, attacked that crew, stole a person's cell phone away from them, and really were just very nasty about addressing the drilling crew.
Tiffany co-authored the bill with Senator Glenn Grothman. Gojibic is exploring the area in hopes of digging a 4.5-mile iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. The results of their test drilling is still pending. President Obama will be in Syria today, a day after meeting with top congressional leaders on Syria at the White House. There's also a report that France may be leaning towards a possible parliamentary vote on whether they should conduct a military strike. Now our News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. Here's meteorologist Mark Holley.
A nice Wednesday across north-central Wisconsin is expected as a very weak cold front tries to provide a shower. Just not going to happen. The front has very little, if any, moisture to work with, but it will switch the wind to the north today. So lower 70s off to the north of Highway 64. Few low 80s, though, down in the south. High today here in Wausau of 78. Tonight down to 47. Some 30s are possible off to the north. Then for tomorrow, very comfortable in the high of 75 under mostly sunny skies. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. I'm meteorologist Mark Kyle on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Well, look at that, another back-to-school morning, and we do so under partly cloudy skies. It is a comfortable start around central Wisconsin. If you'd like the school morning forecast first thing to your cell phone or portable device, text the word weather to 39327, a service of the First Weber Group and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.